As Florida continues to recover from the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, there are some who hesitate to call hurricanes like this a natural disaster. Many scientists say that we're experiencing more bad weather events like Michael because of climate change. Michael Mann is one of those. He's the Distinguished Professor of Atmospheric Science at Penn State. He joins us live on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline. Thanks very much for talking to us. Some of your colleagues, you and some of your colleagues, feel that it could even be dangerous, not just misleading, but dangerous to call these things natural disasters anymore?
I'm not sure I would go that far. I do think that it is important to convey the fact that these extreme weather events, which includes hurricanes and superstorms, unprecedented hurricanes and superstorms we've seen in recent years, unprecedented wildfires, of course, that California has been dealing with, and drought and flooding events, we are seeing extremes, weather extremes, that have no precedent in the past. And we know with increasing confidence that climate change is fueling more extreme weather events of this sort. So to talk about these unprecedented weather events and the damaging impacts that they're having without making it clear that we wouldn't be seeing this degree of damage and threat without human-caused climate change is, in essence, sort of a shirking of our responsibility. We do have to make it clear that this is the face of climate change, and these are the very real costs of climate change that we are dealing with already.
I suppose it lets us off the hook to just say, well, yeah, that's a natural disaster. God created that.
That's right. And, you know, hurricanes, of course, are natural phenomena, and droughts and floods and wildfires, they're all natural phenomena. But climate change is increasing the extreme nature of these phenomena. It's making them more extreme, more intense, more prolonged, and more frequent. And so, you know, I suppose the analogy would be, you know, with a wildfire, of course, you know, these happen naturally, but that doesn't absolve the arsonist who throws a match into a dry forest of responsibility. Even though natural wildfires occur naturally, we still have arson. And in this case, even though these sorts of weather events do happen naturally, we are making them more extreme, more prolonged, and more frequent by warming the planet and all of the changes in climate that comes with that.
If that became more accepted, if people started, you know, seeing these as events that are happening because of things that we are doing, you think we'd see real change then? I mean, do you think, like, the feds would be on board?
Yeah, in fact, I'm not sure it's even a hypothetical at this point. I think we are seeing that. I think that summer 2018 and the hurricane season that came after it has really awakened us to the fact that the impacts of climate change are no longer subtle. We are seeing them play out in real time on our television screens, in our newspaper headlines. And to their credit, many major media outlets, networks, have been indeed starting to connect those dots. And it is important to connect those dots because we can do something about this problem. We can prevent this from getting worse by acting to avert catastrophic climate change, by reducing our carbon emissions, by moving away from fossil fuels towards renewable energy. And by the way, my friend Jerry Brown, your governor, has really led the way nationally in demonstrating that this can be done, as California is doing it, and you can grow the economy at the same time. There's no reason to choose one over the other. We can do both. California is doing it, and that sends a signal to the rest of the country that we can do it.